You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Let's go!
This is the Big E Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, here we go. Hour two on Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Alyssa Walker Campbell along with you. Always love to hear from all of our listeners. At eRadio Sports, you can email the show info@eradiosports.com. And as always, Superstar batteries. You know what? You can get those exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And they are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and much more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Well, we're jam-packed also in hour two, and I'm going to pot up the mic once again for my producer, Jack McGraw, and we're going to continue our NFL conversation, and we got to talk about our favorite team, and that, of course, is the Cowboys. What are the expectations for this year?
I think it's playoffs or bust, because look at the free agency they signed. They signed Clinton Dix. They just signed Everson Griffin to secure the defense. And, you know, drafting CeeDee Lamb is a much-needed wide receiver weapon to Dak Prescott. With Mike McCarthy's offensive mind, I think the Cowboys should be having the expectation that they should be making the playoffs this year. Otherwise, I think it would be a failure of a season.
How much of a concern was it losing Gerald McCoy? Does that hurt them?
It does, because he was supposed to anchor that defensive line. But with the signing of Everson Griffin, it does help out, because he was such a stud when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. But imagine having him and Gerald McCoy. We probably could have had one of, if not the best, defensive lines in football.
What are your expectations for CeeDee Lamb this year as a rookie?
I don't want to set him too high, because you still have Michael Gallup and you still have Amari Cooper as your go-to receivers. I think he would be an excellent third wide receiver to add to Dak Prescott. And the one thing that you can say with NFL offenses, you can't have enough good guys that can catch the ball. And I think CeeDee Lamb just adds a little bit of depth to that otherwise great Cowboys wide receiving core.
Okay, so we talk about the Cowboys, but what about the Patriots? I'm thinking about Cam Newton. I mean, how quickly will he adapt to Bill Belichick's system? And perhaps will they start another quarterback?
From what I'm hearing is that Cam Newton really likes Bill Belichick's system, but don't be surprised if Jared Stidham starts a few games for Belichick and the Patriots.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Stick with us here in Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network. Much more coming your way.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour two on this Saturday morning at Sports Map Radio Network. Check us out, sportsmapradio.com. We are always live on Twitter at eradiosports, info@eradiosports.com. And I am your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell. Always so appreciative of our sponsors. And did you know Superstar batteries? You can get them exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and much more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find just the exact battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, we have covered a lot of ground on our program this morning. We've talked some NFL, some college football, some PGA, but right now, you know what? I'm super excited. It is time to go around the horn. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, specifically the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are working through a 60-game season to determine and figure out, are they going to be able to win it all? And the Dodgers have exceeded expectations, and they look like the power team. They look like the super team. So they're the complete package, and we're delighted to have with us. We're going to talk about his new book. He is the former executive vice president and general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that is the great Fred Clare. Good morning, Fred. Thank you for joining us.
Alyssa, it is great to be with you.
The Dodgers have really exceeded expectations, and they look like the super team. What were your expectations coming into this abbreviated schedule and season?
Well, I think they have a great team, and I think they also have a great manager and a very good friend in Dave Roberts, who I think has done a tremendous job in molding the team, keeping the team together during very challenging times. So the front office obviously has done a good job in terms of the players that they have given Dave to manage, and Dave has done a marvelous job. I like everything about the team. I like the spirit of the team. I like the all the good parts that are there, because they have the power, they have the pitching, and I think they really are the power team. So hopefully this is a team that will carry on and carry through the season and from my standpoint, and hope to win the World Series.
Well, you're exactly right. They are the complete package. They've got the power, the pitching. They have the depth. And I have to wonder, I mean, here I'd mentioned you're the former executive vice president and general manager of the Dodgers. For a manager, though, how does your approach change?
Well, I think it's a challenge for the manager. But again, I think the Dodgers have absolutely the right person there, because what you really have to do is to communicate daily with the players. They know that it's a sprint this year. It's not a marathon, that there are going to be a lot of challenges in terms of the way games are scheduled, that the doubleheaders that may be required because of the scheduling. So you have to communicate. You have to let your players know exactly what you're thinking, what your expectations are, how you're going to be using your pitching staff, how you're going to be using your extra players. And I think that really becomes a key in a time of uncertainty, Alyssa, and we certainly face that in our world. There is nothing more important than communication, and that is the key.
A moment ago, you mentioned expectations. So the 2020 Major League Baseball trade deadline is on Monday, and this has indeed. It's been a year with so many challenges. What do you expect the Dodgers to do? Will there be little activity, little movement?
Well, it really is a totally different period than baseball has ever experienced. It's a different period than baseball has ever experienced in its history as far as the trade deadline. Because you have to be able to look and try to project as best you can in terms of, okay, what's going to happen after this season? It's not just what you're trying to do in acquiring a player to help you, but the other ramifications. Is in fact in the 2021 season going to be able to start? It's a very stressful time in baseball from the standpoint of management and the players as related to the contract situation, because I think it's going to be one of the most important negotiation periods. So all of that factors in terms of how you may be looking at improving your club. But I know the Dodgers, their front office, does a wonderful job. They're very astute. And I think that I don't know what moves they make, but I know the moves will be made with a great deal of thought.
Our very special guest joining us on Sports Map Radio Network. You can listen live, sportsmapradio.com. That is Fred Clare, former executive vice president and general manager with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also a story of inspiration, he has just released his latest book. It is titled Extra Innings, Fred Clair's Journey to the City of Hope and Finding a World Championship Team. And we're going to take a deep dive into that here in just a moment. But let's reflect back on your illustrious career to 1988 when the Dodgers win it all. And you're right there at the helm. So how were you able to construct a winning roster?
Well, I think one of the key parts, Alyssa, was that I focused a lot, and we needed to make a lot of changes going into 1988. We had two seasons where we were 16 games under 500 and just dismal seasons. But what I really tried to focus on was the character of the players, the type of character that I wanted to see come into the Dodger uniforms. And we were able to do that. And certainly players like Kirk Gibson and players like Jay Howe and Alfredo Griffin and Rick Dempsey and John Shelby and Mickey Hatcher, players that we brought into the fold to blend with the Mike Sochas and with the Steve Sachs and certainly with the Oral Hershisers. So I was really looking for players who could come in and could blend and that we could have the right attitude as a team. And that may seem rather basic, but that was so important. And fortunately, that's what we were able to do because we had a 30-year reunion of the 88 team a couple of years ago.
Aww.
When that it was almost as if the players had played together the night before. Their closeness, their bond was still there, is still there.
Fred Clair served 30 years as the executive and general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and as I mentioned, ultimately led his team to the World Series championship in 1988. You detail this in your latest book, your incredible journey, also beating your biggest obstacle, and that is cancer. So what did you share in your book, and what was the goal?
Well, Alyssa, the reason I went public when cancer hit me is because it came from a very small, seemingly minor spot on my lip, and I wanted to draw awareness that you need sun protection and you need to protect your lips as well as all of the other parts of your body. But the key component is what, from the standpoint of the book, is the team that I saw at City of Hope. My diagnosis was not a good diagnosis, but I could see immediately that I was in great hands with the people at City of Hope. And I wanted to try to do the best that I could to acknowledge the great work of the City of Hope and hopefully to let other patients know, too, that whatever our story might do in terms of giving information to others or perhaps inspiring others, I wanted to do. So I was very pleased that the author of the book, Tim Madigan, was able to weave the story of both the City of Hope and the baseball stories that became a part of the journey.
And the title of the book is Extra Innings, Fred Clair's Journey to the City of Hope and Finding a World Championship Team. And what kind of feedback have you received from the book so far, Fred?
It's been wonderful. And if one goes on Amazon to read the reviews or hopefully purchase the book, what pleases me most is that the reviews that I see there are saying, wow, what a wonderful place City of Hope might be. So we wanted to use baseball as a way to tie it together, but the real point of the book was to tell the stories of the great people at the City of Hope, to tell the stories mm-hmm. of the other patients, and to tell the stories of the importance of caregivers. And in my case, my wonderful wife, Cheryl, has been there every step of the way. And so having that be a part of the book, in the importance, Lisa, of what support can mean to a patient battling cancer, mm-hmm. and any of us who have been any part of that journey realize that, and the caregivers and the people giving the support don't really get the credit that they deserve in terms of the battles that are being fought.
Well, we are up against the clock. We've got to extend this invitation again and have you back. We can take a deeper dive into the book. And also, we've got to talk about the Fred Clair Celebrity Golf Tournaments.
Well, I would love to do that, Lisa. And I know that your family is involved in golf, and the golf component has been an important part of raising funds. So I would be happy to talk about that. Would happy to be would be thrilled to have you involved with our next golf tournament to raise money for the City of Hope.
We would be so honored. Fred, a true pleasure to have you back on the program, and we're so glad that you're well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, listen.
Stick around. Much more coming your way on this Saturday morning. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, sportsmapradio.com. You are tuned into the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. We love to hear from our audience. You can join us live on Twitter at eRadioSports. Email the show, info@eRadioSports.com. And as always, we've got to take time to thank our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't let a bad battery leave you stranded. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery free of charge. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery for your car or truck at a guaranteed low, low price. Keep your vehicle on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. So let's do this. We're going to talk some Big 12 football. So excited. We're going to pack our bags, head to Austin, Texas, and visit with one of our favorites. That is the senior contributing writer with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel. Good morning, Steve. It's nice to have you with us on this Saturday.
Hi, Alyssa. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, and I hope everybody's staying safe out there.
Absolutely. Well, welcome back, and we are just waiting and wondering when the season is going to get underway. So the Big 12 Conference decided it would move forward with college football. Are you guys going to be ready to go?
Well, they've been practicing for the last month, so, you know, there's been a little bit of change in the schedule for preseason practice this year. They've had an extra week to prepare, so they've kind of broke the preseason schedule into two segments. They're now getting ready to start concentrating on UTEP, and the excitement is high around here for Texas. Even though it's a 10-game season rather than a 12-game season, the Longhorns are going to miss out on playing at LSU this year, which is going to be a big non-conference game, but they're excited about just getting to play football.
The senior contributing writer with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, is with us at Sports Map Radio Network. So let's talk college football in terms of safety guidelines. How many fans will get to go to the stadium, and what's the capacity?
Well, they're talking 25% at the University of Texas games. That's going to vary between different municipalities and different colleges. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see that big stadium with only 25,000 people in it. We haven't seen that in a while. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it with only 25,000 people in it. But, you know, we're doing everything we can to make sure that people stay safe. They are. We are as a society. So, you know, we're not going to even be able to cover the games live in the press box. They're going to keep us away from covering games, as most everybody's doing now with their coverage, doing it remotely. It's going to be interesting. It's an interesting and new frontier for us all.
Okay, so many medical guidelines. They're trying their best to provide a safe environment with all teams across the country. So how do you think they've handled COVID-19? How many positive tests have they had?
Well, Texas has been very good. They've had just a few positive tests, and they jumped on that pretty early. They tested guys when they came in at the beginning of August. They've had no positive tests program-wide. That's with all their sports teams since that first testing period. You know, the kids, the players, are telling us that they feel safer with the team, with the team guidelines, than they do even at home. I'm sure that you're hearing that, too, with your son, Alyssa. So it's a matter of being diligent about their practices, you know, making sure that everybody crosses their T's and dots their I's on protection, and just kind of staying away and not doing anything silly.
We're in the Big 12 Conference. We're talking about the Texas Longhorns with the senior contributing writer of Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel. We don't want to get too far into this interview. You guys have been working really hard in the offseason and some exciting things that are taking place. You've got, what, a new platform. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes with Horns Illustrated.
Well, Horns Illustrated is in its 26th year of publication. We've gone to a complete digital product now, as so many other publications have, and we will have a digital magazine out by September 5th with a season preview of different things. And then also, Horns Illustrated has its own app now on both the the Apple and Android platforms. So just get out there if you need news about Texas football, Texas sports as a whole. Horns Illustrated is still the place to go.
Well, when we look in the rearview mirror in 2019 for Texas, they were 8-5, what they finished ranked 6th in the conference. You know, what kind of number are you talking about as far as number of wins in 2020?
Well, I'm predicting 9 wins this year. So many people are. I think that Texas will find some way to lose to Oklahoma this year, especially in that empty Cotton Bowl stadium. It's going to be crazy to see that game, only 25,000 people in there. But I think that that Texas will lose once during the regular season, and then likely it'll come down to a Big 12 championship game between Oklahoma or Oklahoma State and Texas. And I think that nine wins in the regular season are out of the 10 games is what I'm predicting.
Well, this is year 4 for head coach Tom Herman. He is 25-15. Is he feeling some heat? I mean, how patient are the Longhorn fans?
I don't think there's much heat on Herman this year, Alyssa, because of the fact that there's so many different factors going on, and he's got a good team that unless they just fall on their face, I don't see any kind of particular heat on Tom. You know, he's got a brand new staff this year. He brought in Chris Ash, former head coach at Rutgers, to be his defensive coordinator. He's got a new offensive coordinator. Yeah, but, of course, what really makes a difference is the players as a whole. Even though you're talking about 15 returning starters of the 22, the 24, if you count the punter and the place kicker, most of these guys are young. Alyssa, I just finished writing a season preview of the seniors. There's only 14 seniors on the whole Texas team, and 2 of those are walk-ons. So, now they're an underclassman-heavy team. They have been the last couple of years, but those guys have all got a lot of playing time and really ready to perform.
You know, Steve, you mentioned the overhaul with the coaching staff, a number of additions and subtractions. What do you think was the biggest focal point in the offseason for Texas and something that they needed to address so that they can get to double-digit wins? I had mentioned 8-5 last year.
Well, I think it's the defense is the real key. They've got some great defensive players on the, you know, here on the 40 acres. Chris Ash was a defensive coordinator for years at Ohio State, and before becoming a head coach at Rutgers, has really decided to bring in a different style of defense. They're going to be more of an attacking, ball-hawking defense. Of course, you know, we had that here last year with Todd Orlando as well, but he didn't seem to get as much out of the players as a lot of us thought he could. We just talked to Ash this week for the first time since he was actually hired last December, and he would never even mention one player by name about how they're doing this year on defense. He wants them to play together as a team and think together as a team, as a unit, not as a successive individual. So, and that's something that's a departure around here. You know, Texas has always been really stocked in the defensive backfield, and they've got some great, great players, especially on the edge of the defensive line. I'm a little bit weak in the linebacker position, but as a whole, that's going to be the difference in Texas this year, how they play defense.
Well, and I was going to ask you, I mean, does Texas believe that it finally has a dominant defensive line? What's your confidence level?
I don't think it's a dominant defensive line. We haven't seen a whole lot of those around Texas in a while, but, you know, they've moved linebacker Joseph Asai to a corner defensive end spot, the rush defensive end spot, where he really played a great game in the bowl game against Utah, the Alamo Bowl, where they just kind of let him go and not think a lot and just play to his availability and his abilities. And I think that's the key to this defensive line, is to get more sacks. Of course, that's the whole thing about defensive line, getting more pressure on quarterbacks, getting more behind the line plays, and Ash thinks that he can do that with the scheme that they've got in place now.
Hey, we're wrapping up our time. Steve Habel, we love him, senior contributing writer with Horns Illustrated Magazine, joining us at Sports Map Radio Network. Yep, we were talking about the defense. Give me a quick hit on Sam Ellinger. What was his focus in the offseason? I know he wants to finish out his career at Texas strong.
Well, Sam's focus in the offseason has been basically about more precision, about getting the ball out quicker, getting the ball into smaller windows. You know, he started plenty of games here at Texas, and all 13 last year. and he can throw and he can run. So he's really just a matter of getting the ball to the skill position in places where they can do the most damage. He's got two good running backs with Keontae Ingram and Roschon Johnson that'll help him with that. You know, Sam has been a pull the ball down and run it guy a lot, but he wants to stay in the pocket as much as he can this year. And that's what his focus has been, is being able to stay there and do the most of what he can from the pocket.
Well, the college football world, we all will be watching to see how things unfold in Austin. It's always a true pleasure to have with us the senior contributing writer with Horns Illustrated magazine, and that is Steve Habel. What a great way to start our Saturday morning. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Alyssa. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. Sports Map Radio Network and the Big E Sports Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network here in Hour 2. Every Saturday from 11 to 1 Eastern Time, it is the Big E Sports Show. Always want to pause and recognize the folks that make it happen, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. They don't want you to have a bad battery, and that would leave you stranded. So the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery free of charge. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery for your car or truck at a guaranteed low, low price. Keep your vehicle on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, we hope your weekend is off to a great start, and we're so glad you are joining us. We also want to recognize that we've got a brand new affiliate, the Mightier AM 1090 in San Diego. It's good to have them on board, and we look forward to hearing from our listeners on the West Coast. 2020, it's been an unprecedented year, and we hope all of you are continuing to keep your distance and stay safe. And we're looking for ways to continue to cope with this pandemic and so many other things. So I extended an invitation to Dr. Rob Bell. He's been on our program before. He is a renowned sports psychology coach who is the author of 7 books on mental toughness. We need him, and you can check him out at drrobbell.com. Good morning, Dr. Bell. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we always look forward to our conversation and discussing some strategies on how we can be mentally tough through this year of the new abnormal. How are you and your family? You guys are there in Indiana. How are you guys doing?
No, you know, I feel it's about perspective, right? So, I mean, it's, you know, we're definitely grateful for, I think, the things we did have. And it's a choice, you know, if we focus on the positive, we focus on the negative. And I'd say overall, you know, we haven't had it that bad, and we've had golf the entire time. So that's been the biggest blessing. So it's been okay.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I certainly, my heart goes out. We're down here in Houston. We missed the hurricane, but our friends in Lake Charles and in Louisiana, they really got hit hard. Any words of encouragement that you might share with, you know, yet dealing with another crisis?
I think that's the difficult part, is because everything that's happened, I think it's kind of limited our ability to be able to handle and cope other stressors that happen. So it's like, it's kind of like if our immune system just gets weakened. And I think that's what's happened. I mean, the biggest part, what I think we can do, is those that can be able to help, lend that hand, and those that need help, be able to raise your hand and be able to ask for it. And I think just getting through the tough times, we just need each other. It's all about the relationships. It's always about the connection that we have. And the way that I see it is just our circle needs to grow. We need to have a bigger us, and a better us is what makes a better you. And I know as a country and as a society, especially they're going through that you will always emerge through it stronger than what we were before. We just don't want to go through that storm. And I totally get it. I don't want to go through the storm. I want this week to go really well and not have any adversity. But it's only going through that do we really improve and get better from it.
Sports psychology coach, author of 7 books on mental toughness. You can check him out, drrobbell.com. We're going to talk about his latest release, Puke and Rally, here in just a little bit. But I was checking out your Twitter feed, and you post so many informative, some great articles that are so helpful, and one that is non-sports related. And I want to encourage our listeners to check it out. And you gave some tips on when you have to wear a mask. And for many of our students here in Texas, and then even across the country, I mean, they're back in school. They're not doing online. Some are, But it's been a big adjustment. I mean, for my youngest son, he's having a hard time with that. So any tips on that? And what did you share in that article?
You know, in the article, and I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, in the article, the way that I think we just never really pay attention to our breathing to begin with. And now when our airflow gets kind of restricted, it really becomes more important. And really the key is this, is we just have to breathe through our nose. I think if we start breathing through our mouth, it's not the proper way that we breathe. The proper way that we breathe has to be in and out than through our nose. And the more and more we practice it, I think the better we get at it. But if we talk about, you know, being able to lower our heart rate, be calm, relax, it's being able to just simply breathe through our nose. If we try breathing through our mouth, especially with that mask on, you can just kind of picture it. It's, you know, our breathing is going to get a little bit faster. They're going to be shorter breaths. And we're taking back that CO2 right back in. And that's the part that's difficult. So it's just simply that nasal breathing and be able to work on that, breathing through our nose.
You know, and learning how to adapt, I know that it's not been easy. So how do you teach kids? I mean, you have a heart, a passion for youth. I mean, how do you teach kids to handle setbacks and hardships like they and all of us are experiencing in 2020?
You know, one of the things I like to say is that, there, you know, you can't spell growth without Al. And it's funny, it's
wow.
Kind of cliche, but it's true. But what I really believe is that it's not about the setbacks that are going to happen in life. And that's, you know, the reason why I wrote Puke and Rally. It's like, look, we've all puked. We're all going to have these setbacks. What we don't tell everybody is how painful that these setbacks are going to be, but that we're stronger than what we think. And if we're able to connect with people and we're able to be resilient, then it's not about the setback. It's always about the comeback. And that's the part that really matters. You know, what it takes to rally in life is to be able to have that confidence and belief that it is going to work out. And are we able to focus on others during the same time? Because then that's what I believe is that, you know, the more and more that we can focus on others, we're helping ourselves at the same time. But no one's going to ever say, hey, setbacks are great. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
But they are the medicine that we need in order to get better.
Hey, sports psychology coach Dr. Rob Bell with us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We don't want to get too far into this interview. We'd love to connect with you across the country at eradiosportsinfo@eradiosports.com. And Dr. Bell, why don't you reach out and connect with our audience? Where can they visit with you and find out some of your materials and one of those 7 books?
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, it's my website's always the best. It's just Dr. Rob Bell. It's drrobbell.com or Twitter and Instagram. I'm pretty big on social media.
So what is one of the greatest mental skills that you need for a comeback? I mean, in life, not just in sports.
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. And it's funny because when you say that, the title of the book, I even had my dad ask me, he said, is Puke and Rally, is that really the title?
Is that what he said?
I said, yes, dad, it is.
He's like, son, so, I mean, yeah.
It's not about how to extend our weekend celebrations. It's always about it. It's simply how we deal with that adversity. So, I mean, I think there's a couple of skills that kind of go into it. What I think is most important is, what is our strength? What is our own mental strength? So it's like, it's not just a one size fits all. Like, I'm really, really good at never giving up. That's the only thing that I'm really good at. But I'm not good at letting go of mistakes. I wouldn't even say, hey, my confidence is always where it needs to be. I'm pretty good at focusing. But we need to take whatever strength that we have. Let's say it is letting go of mistakes. Let's say it is, you know, letting things roll off. Then that's the skill that I think we really need to focus on and make that one even better. So I think we can have any kind of mental strength that we want, any kind of toughness skill, but we got to know which one that we're good at. And I think we've got to be able to put ourselves in situations that then strengthen that one and get better at it. Again, I said it right. I'm horrible at letting go of mistakes. I'm bad at it. So I know that's the weakness. That's my Achilles heel. Those are the issues that I still need to kind of work on with ourselves. But if you show me like an athlete that can let go of mistakes, I will show you somebody that's mentally tough. So I think when it's all said and done, right, more said than done, I think it's the ability to let go of mistakes and refocus.
Dr. Rob Bell's latest release, Puke and Rally, it's not about the setback, it's about the comeback. And as I mentioned, you are the author on a total of 7 books. What makes this one different?
I felt I just had something to say. I had a pretty bad experience in one of the ultra marathons that I did that caused me to drop out of the race. And when I dropped out of the race, I remember my son kind of asking, you know, would daddy had to quit? I mean, the 4-year-old kid didn't quite know what was going on. And I went back and I finished that race, even though I dropped out of that race. And that's what it's about is, look, we're all going to puke. We're all going to have these setbacks. And it's going to be really, really painful, but how do we rally? And what is the importance of being able to rally? Because the part about quitting that we don't ever talk about, and I think, like, when we start to complain, that's the first sign of quitting. When we start to go through the motions, that's essentially quitting. Is when we start to quit, it makes quitting easier later on. And that's the real danger, is once we encounter that, oh, it's a whole lot easier stopping than to keep going. But once we do that once, it makes it easier later on. That's the real importance of never, ever giving up. And that's why I wrote that story, is I just thought I had something to say that was really going to be able to inspire and help people.
So what do you say to yourself when you hit adversity to keep going?
I think of this one right here. I think of two things. I think of my kids. That's a huge why for me now. And our why changes over time, right? Like, my why before they were born wasn't exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But I also think about this. I think about, and I heard David Goggins say this one. I like this one. But, you know, my future self, like, what am I going to say tomorrow looking at myself in the mirror? Because I'm the one that has to look myself in that mirror. And when it boils down to it, and it's so hard, it's left foot, right foot, right? Pick that small target that's just going to be up there, make it to there, then pick another target. And that's life, man. We can just keep moving. And that's all we have to do. Just keep moving. I love this one, right? Even slow walkers arrive.
Mm-hmm.
If we just keep moving, if we never give up. And I think it's just a mindset heading in there that we're not going to have quitting, giving up an option. And then it takes care of the rest.
Hey, your new book, Puke and Rally, you mention inside this book that the process is more important than the journey along. Would you mind expounding on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I said the process is more important than the product. And the reason why is because if we think of, like, these moments that we have in our life, the best feeling that we can ever have, I call them mountaintop experiences. So somebody that wins a Super Bowl trophy or someone that wins a gold medal, how long does that feeling last? I mean, how long is it when they're flying back from that gold medal until they start thinking, okay, now what? Because every retired athlete, if you ask them, what do you remember the most? They always say the same exact thing. It's about the relationships. It's about the locker room. It's about the bus rides. Those are the things that we remember. And that's why the process is so much more than the product. And I kind of equate it. It's like a mountaintop experience. You look at any high mountains, anything over 12,000 feet, nothing lives up there. We can't live on the mountaintop. Mm-hmm. We have to come back down to that valley. And even though we want to climb, it's the climb and it's that journey and it's being able to appreciate where we're at today and how we're focused just on getting a little bit better. Because even as great as we're going to have those mountaintop experiences, we got to come back down to the valley, and then that's where the real growth takes place. And then we start another climb. But the journey never really ends, and that's why it's the focus on that process.
Our conversation continues with sports psychology coach Dr. Rob Bell after this quick break.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network. Right now, let's rejoin Dr. Rob Bell. You know, for you personally, what kind of growth has taken place in 2020? Do you view things differently? Do you have a different value on what's important in life?
You know, that's a great question, because I think a lot of it is just I remember this one when I was little, right? But if you want to hear God laugh, just tell God what you're going to be doing in 5 years. And a lot of it is, you know, it really is. It's just about being able to trust God's plan in this. And the more and more people that I talk to, the more and more I need a coach. And I think everybody needs a coach. And I'm so thankful to have the people in my life that can point out the blind spots and to be able to, you know, because I get negative as well. Once I start going negative, it's a whole lot easier than being positive. So I need other people in my life to be able to point out the blind spots and be able to point out the positivity and the gratitude that I need on a daily basis. It's like brushing our teeth, right? Like, I can't just do it once a week. I have to do it every day. And that's the point, is really trusting God's plan and having other people, you know, speak truth into my life.
You know, trusting God's plan, but also staying connected. There's been so much isolation that has taken place through this pandemic, and we need to focus, like you're talking about, focus on helping others, whether it's sending someone a text or a scripture. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there to encourage.
I think it's the most important thing that we need. I don't think we were meant to go through this journey on our own. And it's a race, but it's a human race. I mean, everyone's going to experience this different, but we need people in our lives and we need that connection. It's so true. That's the only way that I think we make it through and be able to enjoy it.
Good stuff. Dr. Rob Bell has been with us, Sports Map Radio Network. Go out and check out and get a copy of his brand new book, Puke and Rally. It's not about the setback. It's about the comeback. What other projects you got coming up, Dr. Bell?
Boy, that's the big thing. I mean, coaching's just really taken off. Just been blessed. We've got I'm going to be at the Masters coming up here, so that's the one focused up, and Tour Championship coming up. So, things have been great.
Absolutely. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dr. Rob Bell. Again, thank you so much, and we look forward to another conversation. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That, of course, was Dr. Rob Bell, sports psychology coach, author of 7 books on mental toughness. He is amazing. Check him out at his website, drrobbell.com, and also give him a follow on Twitter at Dr. Rob Bell. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Don't drink and drive.
Jake Asman here. One of the big changes we're all dealing with is wearing a mask, and not all offer the same comfort and protection. I recommend the Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable and highly breathable mask. These come in sizes for adults, teens, and children, and are in stock now and shipped to you fast. One reason why these are highly protective is the nano-silver technology woven into the fabric. Nano-silver can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth, and that's what we want right now. That's the best protection. Boomer also offers those popular nano-silver neck gaiters. Another great thing, Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need, and I love that. You can order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use my promo code Jake and save 20%. That's code Jake at BoomerNaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Once again, you can order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use my promo code Jake and save 20%.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.